Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I don't know where to begin on this fifth day of May 2014 live worldwide broadcast. I don't know where to start. There is so much news, so much to break down, so much unfolding. As we see the conversion of our society from a somewhat free system to a totally authoritarian, oppressive, unfair, unjust, fraudulent system, as in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the coming of the Antichrist. To paraphrase a quote out of the Bible, and I was saying that because I saw a story from The Blaze up on DrudgeReport.com, are the end times upon us? Author says, unrestrained immorality mirrors pandemic godlessness seen in the Bible. And I thought, instead of looking at all the news that's unfolding, and we will, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Obama's latest sickening jokes, about Rand Paul and the Bundys, Ron Paul exclusive interview up on Infowars.com, Common Core is really the last straw, getting into the fact that it's a deliberate plan to dumb down our youth. That's what Ron Paul is pointing out. I know you know that and I know that, but the general public is just now realizing this is a premeditated program. Also, Patriot Group, protest Cinco de Mayo ban on American flag T-shirts. All over the country, public schools say you can't have an American flag T-shirt. That's up on Infowars.com. CIA and FBI worked with fascists in Ukraine as war in Europe unfolds. I mean, you've got massacres, 30, 40 people being killed a day, mainly by the pro-Ukraine government forces. Again, I'm not endorsing the Russians, but they didn't start this. And most of those areas that are in eastern Ukraine were part of Russia historically. Again, Ron Paul's article, exclusive interview, former congressman slams deliberate plan to create dumbed-down, obedient population. Obama supporters say not liking Mexican food is racist. I'm not kidding. Students say it's illegal to wear an American flag shirt on Cinco de Mayo. Like, this is all a free speech issue, and we actually have that video as well. Coming up in the next segment. I think I'm going to get into the whole First Amendment issue and really project forward into the future and ask, what type of balkanized country is this where you can't have an American flag T-shirt, period, in many areas, not just on Cinco de Mayo, and how effective the establishment has been at creating division in this country. Israel wants to give Mount Zion and the Tomb of David to the Vatican. That's a Michael Schneider article up on Infowars.com. Ron Paul has another article up on Infowars.com. Why we are no longer number one. And I've been so busy just trying to put out fires around here and complete a bunch of projects that I haven't even had time to slow down and just pull back from everything. And say, where are we as a civilization? Where are we going? What does your gut tell you is going to happen? My gut tells me war, depression, massive change. And that's what all the British Ministry of Defense documents say, the Pentagon documents say. That's what the Pentagon futurists say as a foregone conclusion. But the globalists have created a society where they want that to happen. And then there's this attitude of, okay, let it all collapse. But when it all collapses, people aren't going to really think that. There's this decadent attitude of just let the devil take it. But once the devil takes it, you're not going to like it. So I think I should open the phones up today for first-time callers and ask, what do you think the next year, the next decade, the next 50 years holds? Looking out in the future, give us your futurist perspective. In fact, we're going to do that today after we get into all the news. And there is a lot of it coming up. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday. We're live.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
Death and hatred.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, the 5th day of May, 2014 edition. Here's what's going to happen. I want to talk about the big picture. Not just the, 35-plus people killed in one day this weekend in Ukraine, mainly by pro-Western, pro-EU, pro-George Soros forces, more helicopters shot down, obviously, by Russian forces, the civil war that is starting over there by design. Obviously, when you talk about the stock market decline, how it bounces up and down, but overall is declining when you add in devaluation of the currency. And all the other cooked numbers on unemployment, inflation, you name it. We've got the evolution towards tyranny in the public schools, where children in their own free reading time or at the library are not allowed to read the Bible, but can read the Satanic Bible. Clear backpacks distributed to Franklin regional students, because you're all criminals. We have to know what you have in your bag. criminal until proven slave, not guilty until proven innocent, not innocent until proven guilty, as it previously was. First it's innocent until proven guilty, then guilty until proven innocent, now guilty until proven slave. Guilty until property of the state. Guilty until dominated by tyranny. Florida teacher banned Bible from free reading time in class. And then it ties into articles like this one. Too big to audit. Large partnerships escape IRS scrutiny. GAO reports. That's because in the last 20 years, in phases, they've gotten rid of almost all of the IRS investigators for billionaires and multinationals. Because the billionaires and multinationals lobbied to have enforcement against them shut off. And people will say, well, Alex, I thought the IRS is criminal. It is criminal. It's a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. But if you had fair enforcement of the fraudulent tax, then the elite wouldn't always be lobbying for higher taxes because they're exempt from them. And they get your money in corporate welfare and government contracts and no-bid contracts. That's why all the big billionaires, except for the Koch brothers and a few others, that's why they're demonized and attacked. I'm not saying they're angels either. They just don't lobby for that. They do lobby for their other interest. That's why all the major billionaires, except for maybe Peter Thiel, who's Bilderberg, and Mark Cuban, who's a billionaire, more liberal, but at least more libertarian liberal, and just a handful of others. There's hardly no one out there who isn't a multi-billionaire who doesn't lobby for higher taxes. Because if they don't, the globalists come after them and try to shut them down. Because Warren Buffett and David Rockefeller and all of them and Henry Kissinger and the big British and Dutch royal companies, their wealth is a state secret, the British and Dutch royalty, their cousins. And I don't mean to digress off into this. I got stacks of news. It's just too big to audit. Large partnerships escape IRS scrutiny. GAO report confirms, and it goes on to break it all down, CNS News. This is the issue that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. There's some good news on the free speech front. High court ruling favors prayer at council meetings. The Supreme Court said Monday that prayers that open the town council meetings do not violate the Constitution even if they routinely stress Christianity. Well, you know why? Because it's an elected council, and they reflect the will of the people. The court said 5-4 decision that the content of the prayers is not significant as long as officials make a good faith effort at inclusion. That's right. You can't say no Muslims are allowed here or no atheist. An atheist can come forward in their 3-minute communication and they can say, I hate God or don't believe in God or blah, blah, blah. And a Muslim can come forward and say, I believe that, you know, Allah is God and Muhammad is his prophet. And a Christian can come forward and say, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Or you can walk forward and say, I like milk for 3 minutes and talk about how a big, frosty, delicious, ice cold cup of milk is so good at midnight with the cookies, but not good for your waistline. You can walk up there and talk about how you're an ornithologist and love Tweety birds. You can talk about whatever you want under free speech. And folks, separation of church and state under Thomas Jefferson, who I agree with, says the state cannot make an official religion. That's the First Amendment. They've turned that into the state runs religion and controls what you can say and what you can do. Now, what you don't want is a public school officially saying you've got to recite the Bible and recite it as if, you know, saying you accept it. But that's not happening. Under Common Core, all over the country, they are making children recite the Quran and making them pray to Allah and bow to Allah. And this is just done as a litmus test to see, can we do anything we want with these kids and will the parents accept it? Forced inoculations, abortions without parental consent, taking down the American flag on the week of Cinco de Mayo because it's offensive, illegals pulling it down from flagpoles all over the country. This is all meant to test you and see what they can get you to go along with. Now, that said, the first thing I want to get to is a report out of CBS News. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And here is the headline. Students say it's illegal to wear an American flag on Cinco de Mayo In response, Tea Party groups plan to protest. And you know what I want my reporters to do today? We were back there having a meeting about what should the reporters go out and do. I want to send all the reporters out, as well as some of the print reporters if they want to go. I think I'm going to just tell them to go out. I want Don Salazar and Kit Daniels and Kurt Nemo to go out today and report on different Cinco de Mayo events. And my issue is, if there was a Mayflower Day, let's say hypothetically, and only white people were allowed at it, and they called it the race, if there was a Mayflower Day called the race in English, I would send my crew out right now. If the Ku Klux Klan ever comes to Austin, Texas, we've done this literally more than 15 times. I don't know. It's more than 15. But next time the Klan comes, we will send our reporters out to show what they're doing and to show they have the First Amendment right to do what they do, but that they are just a total joke. And then we'll also show their leaders and point out that usually they're feds meant to create racial division. Same thing. I want my reporters to go out to Cinco de Mayo and ask people about what do you think of Mecha and La Raza. Mecha says, you know, in their creed in Spanish, that it is for the supremacy of the God race. And it translates to the holy God race of Chicanos. Look it up. Now, La Raza, their creed is, for those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. That is the official, sponsored by the Fortune 500, Miller Beer, Ford, GM, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. I'm going to say that again. For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. So I want Sergeant Biggs, Staff Sergeant Biggs, and I want Jakari Jackson, and I want whoever's not hosting the news tonight, I want everybody to go out and say, what do you think of the official La Raza, that's the biggest Hispanic group in the country next to LULAC, and LULAC's pretty much the same, and say, why does the system want to make Hispanics totally racial and anti-black or white? And just call it out and say, do you know the Ford Foundation? I mean, I've done this myself probably 10 times over the years. The Ford Foundation for 50 years has been funding this liberation theology so that Americans don't basically merge together under an American culture, a Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. We've now gotten to the point where the American flag is so offensive in Phoenix and so offensive in San Francisco and so offensive in Garland, Texas, that illegals have gone and pulled down American flags from gas stations and from post offices and from federal buildings, and no one stops them. The American flag is so offensive. And look, I know the American flag has been made to symbolize global empire and corruption, but it could also symbolize Second Amendment, private property rights, the good things about it that made America great. America's never been perfect, but compared to other countries, folks, go visit them. A lot less freedom. Now, we've become unfree on all the major economic, religious, you name it, indexes. We used to be number one. We're way down the list. Number 20, 30, you name it, 40, 60, you know, education, you name it. Highest in cancer, highest in obesity, highest in low IQs. We've reversed our position as number one in the 1950s and 40s and 30s and before that. Americans really were exceptional. We really were exceptionally evil and exceptionally good. We were very exceptional people. I don't care what color you were. We came through adversity. This was a swashbuckling, freebooting, wild nation. And when humans are faced adversity, that makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. Our prosperity, though, made us monsters. So now we're going into a decadent cycle. And we're going to come back and play the clips of the, and again, most Hispanics I know are not anti-America, anti-white, anti-black. This is something being force-fed by the prostitute collaborative media with the globalist. This is something being sold because they want us all divided or the globalists cannot get what they want through. Wells Fargo, again, orders American flags removed from inside their branches. That's mainstream news, folks. I mean, this is the total override where they say American culture is not allowed because vestigially what it stands for, but every other thing, every other culture can, and then it's not even Hispanic culture. Hispanic culture is pro-family, pro-right to self-defense, pro-male role models. It's the opposite of the fake globalist liberal culture that's not even liberal that they're selling. I mean, why would anyone want to adopt the New World Order culture? Well, they just say, MTV says what black culture is. All these Hispanic channels say what it is to be Hispanic. And they're telling you, you have no right to be an American. You have no right. It's criminal.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Imagine living in a country where they teach 2 plus 2 equals 5 and where public school children as young as 10 are taken and given abortions in many states without parental consent and given inoculations without parental consent, totally illegal. Imagine living in a country where they lie to you every year in August and tell you it's the law that your kids have got to take all the shots when there is no law. Imagine living in a country where our government with NATO overthrows an elected government, installs it, and Obama came out last Friday and called it a duly elected government. In fact, will you guys find that clip? It was over the weekend. I forgot about it. I saw the clip in Paul Watson's report. Duly elected. Regardless, let's say you hate Russians, hate Putin, you believe they're the devil, the Antichrist. That government in Ukraine is not elected. That's the level of crazy town. Obama calls coup government in Kiev duly elected. We have the 23-second clip right there. I mean, this is the insanity of this. Where all over the country, gangs basically beat up kids that wear American flags. And if you follow what happened in San Francisco and other areas, it was Hispanic kids that wanted to have the American flag. By the way, Hispanics in almost every state under the age of about 10, last time I saw the numbers, are the majority. Why don't you just want to inherit the Second Amendment and private property? Well, you do. Actually, most Hispanics do. So they wear the American flag, and then the folks that have got the Mexico tattoos all over them and the Mexican license plates and the Mexican stickers everywhere, they're very nationalistic, and it's like a football team. And they're like, listen, you're not going to wear that American flag. So it becomes almost a gang issue that if you want to identify as an American. See, I used to really get annoyed by the American flag because I knew what it really symbolized, but I knew now it symbolized kind of fascism. But then I understood, instead of not having the American flag, I'm going to take the American flag back. I'm going to use it to promote the ideas of liberty that it was originally formed for and never truly achieved, but at least tried, better than any other country has, other than, say, Switzerland. And so we're retaking the American flag. We're using the American flag for what it was meant to be used for. But if we will allow the globalists and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment and the different globalist think tanks, they're not left-wing, they call themselves left-wing, that's cover, these fascist think tanks, if we'll let them ban the Bible, ban the American flag, judges say, I don't want to hear about the Constitution in my courtroom, this is a revolution against our rights. Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now. If Mexico had a better Constitution and Bill of Rights, if Mexico had better private property rules, if Mexico was a freer country, I would live in Mexico. It's not that I don't want brown people around me. It's that I don't want people from a collapsed third world country coming here, brainwashed that America belongs to them and they deserve welfare and for their race everything, those outside the race nothing. If this racism catches on, they've done studies where it's 11-1 pro-socialist rhetoric on Spanish television and print media here in the U.S. I mean, it's anti-gun, it's anti-family, it's anti-father. It's anti-Hispanic culture that is Spanish culture. It is absolutely to destroy Hispanics and everybody else along with them. Just like the Gardasil shots. In fact, I want one of my reporters to go out with the article that all girls 11 years old in Mexico are to be forced. They actually have a tyrannical law in Mexico, not here. They lie and say it's the law here. Rick Perry did. In Mexico, they have a law in place for 3 years to give every girl in Mexico a Gardasil shot. I want maybe Jakari Jackson to ask that question or Don Salazar. Hey, why doesn't Mecha, those that say, and La Raza, for those inside the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. Why don't they, this is very important, why don't they lobby against giving the Gardasil shot, which sterilizes and destroys the ovaries and causes autoimmune disorders. And we knew 8 years ago when it got approved, that was what it was being approved for. It had to have governmental involvement for waivers just to get approved because it was so deadly. I mean, I thought you're for your race because I'm in the human race. That's who I'm for. That's why I don't want you sterilized. But see, the folks telling you about race all day, they're not going to tell you that you're being aborted, you're being sterilized. See, so I want to ask those questions. proxy for those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. But see, I see it as the human race, not as the Hispanic
race.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run.
Why are the so-called liberals
Alex
so racist?
Jones and the GCN
Radio
Network. Why
did they get away with pushing the racism like Al Sharpton?
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Patriots are still angry over a federal appeals court ruling in February that upheld the school's decision in 2010 to make four boys go home, turn over, or take off their American flag T-shirts out of concern for all students' safety. The boys wore the shirts to a school Cinco de Mayo celebration during what was a high point in racial tension at the school.
And so who knows what's going to happen up there?
The biggest concern now is over outside groups coming into Morgan Hill to support the Patriots. Conservative radio host Jimmy Z has broadcast it nationwide.
I know some people who are thinking about driving down from the Bay Area, driving down from Oregon, and driving across from Nevada.
And there have been violent messages posted on conservative websites.
There were general threats basically saying that if there's going to be riots, and basically let them riot, Patriots need target practice.
High school parent and attorney Juan Lopez plans an alternate rally by his group called We the People. Now students are speaking out, asking all the adults at a recent school board meeting to stay away.
We all need to just
let it go.
Morgan Hill police say they will have a contingency plan in place. They'll bring officers in on overtime and seek mutual aid from other departments if needed. In Morgan Hill, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
Now, the threats to students were posted anonymously on a nationwide...
Yeah, I guarantee you, you can go find the illegals and people making threats. I mean, I can go down to the Cinco de Mayo parade, and I've done this, and we have video of it, and it became national news, and it's in my film, Battle for the Republic, an extra short film I made that's on the film Endgame DVD, where we show the shirts that say the plan of San Diego that is to kill all gringos or all whites, according to skin color, not even surname, above the age of 16. The German government actually financed that during World War I. The attacks were launched in South Texas. You can look that up yourself. It's actually, the attacks were launched in the Big Bend area and other areas on the Texas border. And you're like, but the Germans are white. Well, the Germans actually ran Mexico for a while, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, and they sent over one of their princes to run it and show there's an exception for Germans. The railroads in Mexico got built by Germans. The beer, that's what Dos Equis was, a German brewer that came there and made it. And that's why it's German beer, basically, German lager. Tastes pretty good, too. But the whole point is that there's a major German influence in Mexico that is exempted from all of the kill the white people stuff. That's why you'll see a lot of people from Mexico with German first names like Adolf or Alois or things like that. See, I happen to know about the cultures. I've studied it. And again, I'm sitting here watching all over the country. This is just some small town where you can't wear an American flag because people think it's so offensive. So Mark Dice went out and a frequent contributor to Infowars.com, Mark Dice, media critic, went out and asked Obama supporters if is not liking Mexican food racist. And I've told the story probably 20 times since last year when I was at Barton Springs and saw two Hispanics and a white guy who were obviously stoned out of their minds. And you can tell when somebody's been smoking a bunch of weed, laughing and giggling and wrestling around in the water. And I'm laying on the grass like 15 feet away. And they're like, man, I want some Chinese food. Let's go for that. And they go, and one Hispanic and white guy to the other Hispanic go, shh, that's racist. So for the general public, just talking is now racist. Knowledge is racist. Having an opinion is racist. Discriminating and saying, I don't like the TSA grabbing my testicles, that's a discrimination. Discriminating that you like this brand of hot dog better than this other brand. Now, all forms of discrimination or being discerning is now bad. You do what the media says. As it changes day to day, you'll be politically correct. You'll be safe. But if you do anything, including knowing how to read a book, it's like Idiocracy. Look, you know, this guy can read. Aha, we can't trust him. It's weird to be informed. It's bad to be informed. And this is the plan. Bring in predominantly Latin American population that has a beef with our government that's done a lot of bad stuff in Latin America. Blame that on the American people. Make every source of evil be Anglo in nature. The Anglos then respond by being guilty and self-loathing and self-hating and politically doing whatever they're told. Turn the guns in, let the state run your kids, don't wear American flags. That's all offensive. Wells Fargo has announced taking down American flags. It's offensive to their supporters, to their patrons. The big banks announced years ago, we've shown the articles here, Bloomberg and others reported it, Wall Street Journal, that illegals get to have bank accounts with no ID or a consul matricula that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box. The consul matricula, the leader of the Republican Senate years ago that I had on from Colorado, was able to get five of them in one day himself. He doesn't even have a Spanish surname. So a citizen, if you're Hispanic, black, white, or Asian, or mixed as they call it, a human being, You go into the Bank of America or Wells Fargo, you got to show multiple forms, you're treated like a criminal. Your kids go to public schools, they got to have clear backpacks because, you know, you might have a weapon. You're all learning how to be prisoners. But if you're an illegal, there's all these things done to incentivize you coming here to do what? Drive down wages. You're given corporate concessions so that you will work for less. Basically, it's just like Walmart encourages their employees to have pay so low they duly qualify to go on welfare. And Obama said last year, he said, hey, go on Obamacare, get your hours cut from 40 down to 30, go get on welfare, you will then be eligible for welfare. And now businesses, big corporations, it's in the news, tell their people, go get on welfare. This is your supplemental income. This is the domestication. So China is meant to deindustrialize our country with wages and conditions that we can't compete with. Mexico brings in a population that we can't compete with because of the government kickbacks, the government systems, and we can't compete because our power plants are being shut down. Now, there it is, BizPak Review. Media advises people to work less to get Obamacare subsidy. In the San Francisco Chronicle, people whose 2014 income will be little too high to get a little too high to get subsidized health insurance from Covered California next year, to start thinking about ways to be lower it to increase their odds of getting the valuable tax subsidy. See? And soon, folks, people aren't going to know how to take care of themselves. It's game over very, very soon. That's why the government's setting up currency controls, domestic controls where you can't get out of the country with your money even after tax, or where they can claw it back out of Luxembourg, the Bahamas, or Switzerland. Not money you took that didn't have taxes on it. The money you paid tax on, they're saying we own all that money. New article just went up on Infowars.com. Patriot group protests Cinco de Mayo ban on American flag T-shirts. First Amendment organization characterized as racist. That's right, folks. Showing up, black people, Hispanic, white, you name it, with American flags is racist, according to NBC. That just broke. And I want my reporters to go, and I told them, go to the store, buy an American flag. I know we've got some around here anyways. Take it down and ask people. Maybe buy a bunch of little ones at the Five and Dime store or wherever. Go out and ask people, is this racist? Do you want one? See if people will refuse them. At the Cinco de Mayo parade coming up, what is it, 4 or 5 o'clock? Will you guys look up what time the Cinco de Mayo parade is today? And again, folks, I'd like to have Cinco de Mayo be a holiday. I'd like to feel like I was welcome at a lot of these things. And I'm not saying there aren't some of these Cinco de Mayo events that you're welcome at, but let me tell you, it's a racial, cultural event that is now decidedly not about overthrowing Spain or Mexico getting independence. It's now about hating gringos. And let's just be honest about that and get it out on the table. Because it's not racist for me to point out that that's going on. We're grabbing that video right now that just went live at Infowars.com that we just tweeted at Real Alex Jones. So here is Mark Dice's report. I want to play this from the start, but there's a juicy part where people say it's racist that Joe Biden doesn't like Mexican food. Now, I'll tell you what it is that Joe Biden doesn't like Mexican food. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a Yankee. And folks up north didn't grow up around a lot of spices, so it tastes bad to him. And I love Yankees. Great people. I love people from California, too, as long as they don't want my guns. I love people from Mexico. As long as you don't want to force inoculate me and make me my kids take Gardasil shots so they get sterilized, as long as you don't want me to drink fluoride, listen, I want you to have guns. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, who you are. I want you to have guns and private property and raise your family and be free and be red-blooded and be manly and be feminine and all the traditional role models that are under attack scientifically. We're being overridden with this false culture. But if you don't like me because I'm white. I have no guilt, and I'm not going to kiss your butt, and it's not some weird economic advantage. I'm not in a gang where I want to be part of the white gang, or I want to be part of the country club gang, or I want to be... I mean, imagine wanting to be with the government gang because they give you tax exemptions and some handouts, and the government tells you you're Hispanic, you are the God race, you are the that's Mecha. If you quote it from Spanish, it's basically the divine God race. We have former Mayor Gus Garcia somewhere around here actually doing a city proclamation that Hispanics are the supreme race. You think I'm joking? I think it's on YouTube. And again, I don't even get into the subject till I see stuff like this. And then you got Mecha, but then you got La Raza. For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. This is outrageous. So here's Mark Dice's report. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
What do you think about these Republicans and their racist statements? John Boehner said that he doesn't like Mexican food. Should we tolerate such bigotry?
No.
Do you think maybe we should push, he should be pushed out of Congress for such racist statements?
Well, I think people in his district should consider voting for somebody else.
Have you heard these racist comments from John Boehner that he doesn't like Mexican food?
No, I haven't.
Should we tolerate something like that in today's society, such bigotry in the Congress?
I wouldn't say so.
Do you think we should tolerate that bigotry, or do you think maybe he should resign from office for making such racist comments?
Oh, I think he should resign.
He should resign.
Yeah, it's enough for him. So
enough
far.
Of him not liking Mexican
we
food.
We like to try new.
Yeah,
experience.
We need a speaker who likes Mexican food, right?
Yeah, sometimes we need to change.
Do you support Obama's calling for John Boehner to step down over his racist comments about not liking Mexican food made on Cinco de Mayo of all days?
I don't.
Should that kind of racism be tolerated today?
No, I don't really think so. No, I don't think that kind of racism.
He should definitely step down. Yeah, what is he talking about? Not liking Mexican food. That's obviously, we can't have a Speaker of the House that doesn't eat Mexican food. He's obviously a racist.
He should get out of there anyway.
He should get out. Yeah, we should support Obama's decision.
Yeah. Especially when everybody likes it.
So you would agree with Obama that that's a coded racist term on Cinco de Mayo, nonetheless.
Hey, saying, anybody that still thinks racist, man, during the dark ages still.
Yeah, you're not eating Mexican food in the New World Order.
Period, man.
You are a racist.
Your taste
buds are racist.
They'll make racist no matter what, man. If you're part of back in the ages, you're going to make racist comments no matter what.
On Cinco de Mayo saying he doesn't eat any Mexican food of all the days, what an insult to the Mexican people. Fort Obama's decision to have Boehner step down or maybe be punished for making racist comments about not eating Mexican food on Cinco de Mayo?
I think that he should take a stand, and he should take it swiftly. So,
get Boehner out, get that racist SOB out of there.
Just get the person out, and then make an example of it, and then that way he's at least taking a step towards eliminating those comments in the future from people that may feel like they want to say something like that.
The full video is up on Infowars.com, and I usually watch these clips beforehand. I hadn't watched the clip, so I was told it was Biden that had said that, but it was Boehner. I remember hearing something about that from Biden. Maybe he responded to it. The point is, obviously, most people I know from up north come down here and they say, I'll eat anywhere, just not Mexican food. In fact, we had a black guy from up north down here who was a big liberal, and he didn't want to eat Mexican food. And it's because people from up north are scared of hot things. It has nothing to do with the fact that Mexicans are the ones cooking it. In fact, pretty much all I eat is Mexican food. That's where I got my beautiful figure. Does that mean I'm racist? Is all I want is Mexican food? And I think the senoritas are very pretty. I mean, again, it's about being obsessed about, do you not like Mexican food? Well, meanwhile, the banks are tax exempt and running narcotics publicly and laundering the money and owning the aircraft, Bloomberg AP. All this is going on, and we've got people with straight faces going, yeah, get the Speaker of the House out because he doesn't like that. I mean, literally, I've now noticed when you're around trendies, they're so dumbed down that if you just say, hey, let's go get Mexican food, they think the word Mexican, people will look at you. Chinese, Mexican, white, everyone's looking for the fabled boogeyman because these are uncomfortable people brought up in front of television that don't have social skills, black, white, I don't care what color they are. while everything's being robbed, where our whole world's being screwed over by tyrants, we are now totally obsessed with all this race garbage. Just like the globalists can play Catholic off against Orthodox in Ukraine, the globalists will look for a difference, and they will use that difference as a way to come in and screw everybody. Who loses, the Russian Ukrainians or the Western Ukrainians, from this crisis? They all lose. Who gains? NATO. George Soros and the billions in bailout money. The globalists. And Putin will win. His approval rating's going up. The governments all get power out of the crisis. Who loses? The people. Who gains out of real racism being stirred up in the name of fighting it? The government that'll play the part of the referee. And I know you know this, but I want to ask a question for first-time callers twofold. Where do you see the world going in the next year to two? What is your futurist perspective for the world, the economy, you name it? A and B, is there any way to beat the dumbing down of race division that they push in the name of fighting racism? I mean, that's all they do in school, in churches, in the media, is race, 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 and attack men. They attack heterosexuality because the whole society is being overwritten. That doesn't mean I dislike gay people. It's not on my radar screen, but they're force-feeding it as an overwrite of traditional role models, of traditional values, to make us be unnatural, to change the way we operate. This is being done scientifically. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I may even open up our phone system straight ahead.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Thank you.
1-800-292-231. Imagine somebody got in a time machine, say in 1965, teleported forward to 2014, where the president openly ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, killing thousands of people, but none of the race groups like Mecha or La Raza say a word, because they're openly run by the CIA and the Ford Foundation. This is divide and conquer. Imagine, I keep repeating this, a world where 2 plus 2 equals 5 is taught to children. That's directly from 1984. Imagine someone coming back from the 1960s that had its own evils then, but that have been replaced with even more insidious, twisted, mind-bending evils. The old evils you could face and they were open, and people recognize them. Now it's all hidden and couched in spin and propaganda and brainwashing. Coming up the next hour, we'll play that clip. Patriot group protest Cinco de Mayo, ban on American flags, T-shirts, called racist. That is so bombshell up on Infowars.com. In fact, the headline should be Patriot group protest. Group protesting American flag ban called racist. Or having American flags called racist. I mean, it's again, the reality is so sensational that I can't even come up with words to describe how insane that is. Just like the other video. How dare people want to go out with American flags since the illegals say you shouldn't have them? Isn't that racist? It's so violent. We don't know who said there might be violence, but we're sure it's an evil white person. Nine times out of ten, I can't think of a case where a Jewish center has swastikas painted on it where it wasn't somebody that works there doing it. I can't think of a case where a black church got burned down that it wasn't the church members doing it. I can't think of a case where a black member of a sorority didn't scratch the swastika on their own face. Now, I can think of real cases where crazy white supremacists go and shoot up Jewish centers. And then in every case, Buford Furrow and the latest one, turns out they're FBI informants. The last two Jewish centers, the one out in California, and then the one that just happened a few weeks ago, what was it, in Missouri? Or was it Kansas? The last two times, look it up, they were FBI informants. So I don't know what's going on, folks. Yeah, alleged Kansas Jewish gunman charged with murder. And again, I'm not saying... I even know what happened. I don't. I'm just wondering, why is the FBI always involved? The Pentagon was involved in the Buford Furrow thing, too. Remember covering that. There's just a lot of weirdness going on here. I want to open the phones up. As you know, we start the next hour. I'm going to start going to your calls. We've got the latest on the economy. We've got the latest on the CDC, confirmed its first case of MERS virus in America, and a lot more. Briefly, please don't forget that this broadcast is listener-supported via our sponsors. And one of them is Stansberry and Associates Investment Research. Great analysis. They're putting on an event with T. Boone Pickens, and a bunch of other people. I'm one of the key speakers, the 31st, the last Saturday of this month. All-day event in Dallas. You can go to Infowars.com and follow the banners to get there. It says sold out on there now. And I think that's, but they can expand the ballroom, I'm told. So I think you may be able to get the tickets. It says early bird tickets for SNA Natural Resources Conference are sold out. You can still book a seat for almost 25% off. Yeah. So they're expanding it. Once I plugged it, it's sold out. But it's one of those ballrooms that can expand the next tier. So get your tickets right now at Infowars.com for that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies. worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.